Tonight, I'm sitting in for Kate Delaney, and I thank Kate so much for this opportunity to get behind the microphone and talk to all of you great folks across the nation. You know, whether you're listening to us live on one of our great radio stations or via the internet anywhere in the world on GCNlive.com, I want to say hello to you. I want to say hello to everybody listening down in Decatur, Alabama, listening on WEKI. I want to say hello to everybody in Florence, Alabama, listening on WBCF. Want to say hello to everybody in Huntsville on WTKI. Want to say hello to everybody listening on all these great radio stations. I mean, we're everywhere. You name it, we are there. If you're listening in Alabama, I'd love to say hello to you. If you're listening in Arkansas, hello. If you're listening on WYCC, a great radio station, Kurt Hansen, the program director there, I have known for many, many years. A friend of mine used to do afternoon drive there, and what a wonderful radio station that is, AM 600 WICC in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which gets all the way into New York City and over to Long Island. Hello to everybody listening down there, everybody listening in Georgia, in Iowa, in Illinois, in Kansas, in Kentucky, up in Maine. If you're listening in Bangor, Maine on WWNZ 1400 AM, or if you're listening in Presque Isle, Maine on WEGP, thank you very much for joining us. If you're listening in Michigan on WNKT, that's a radio station actually broadcasts my Auto World program. So if you've heard me on the weekends on that great radio station, you're hearing me now in the middle of the night. So we'd love to hear from you at our toll-free line, 855-266-5283. Polling you on a couple of different things. On the lighter side of the equation, your favorite all-time late-night TV host. I mean, would it be Johnny Carson? Would it be Jay Leno? Would it be David Letterman? Would it be Conan O'Brien? Would it be George Lopez? Would it be Jimmy Kimmel? Would it be Jimmy Fallon? Would it be somebody from the early Tonight Show years, Steve Allen, Jack Parr? Who's your favorite all-time late-night television talk show host? The telephone number is 855-266-5283. Rumor has it that maybe Jay Leno may be retiring in 2014, and they may put Jimmy Kimmel's with ABC, Jimmy Fallon, who took over for Conan O'Brien on NBC, into Jay's slot. And maybe Howard Stern will take over for Jimmy Kimmel late nights on NBC. That would be an interesting mix, to say the least. What's your all-time favorite late-night talk show host? 855-266-5283. Dale joins us in Illinois. Dale, thank you very much for calling in to America Tonight. And how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing fine. I appreciate the airtime. I wanted to extend to Kate's mother, who's been ill, my best wishes.
Yes.
And also, I guess on the political end of it is what I wanted to talk about briefly.
Sure.
You know, our president, I guess he just doesn't understand that we have to pay these debts sometime. But, you know, when you promise everybody everything and you do it by executive order and you can get 50% plus people to go along with you, I don't see that he would ever, Bob, have to deal with this debt at all.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, this is something that's been going on for decades, and it's only getting worse. I think, you know, it's time to solve this once and for all. And like you say, you can't promise everybody the world and expect to have the money to pay for it, especially when we're out of control with our budget and our deficit right now. So, you know, I don't think it's right. I certainly don't think what has happened in recent decades, you could almost say that the bipartisanship that is so much part of Washington, I mean, you know, the Republicans are on this side, the Democrats are on that side, and nothing ever really gets done. I remember way back in the 1970s, you know, people were talking about the budget being out of control. But if we compare the late 1970s to where the budget is today, I mean, it's a country mile from where it was in the late 1970s. What do you think the American people should do? What do you think Congress should do, Dale?
Well, I think there has to be an education process, Bob, where people realize that you just can't continue to run these debts up without some repercussions from it.
Mm-hmm.
What if the Chinese really run into severe economic trouble?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to buy this debt anymore. I mean,
that's true.
Yep. They're slowly becoming a capitalist economy in a sense. They're trading with us and other countries, and that's really a capitalist process. That's the great fear, and we'll be into a deep depression.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody wants that.
No, absolutely nobody wants that. China is an interesting subject to bring up because, you know, you keep hearing about the internet hacking that's going on and that's being traced to the Chinese. And you also, when you look at, like you say, this communist country yet is now really operating quite like a free market economy country, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I, being in the realm of automobiles, know this quite well. I mean, a lot of the car companies are doing tremendous there because now regular Chinese folks can now purchase a vehicle. And what always blows me away, Dale, is the amount of really expensive vehicles that are being sold in China. It just doesn't add up to me. I mean,
not for a communist country. That seems unusual, doesn't it?
It does.
They're developing a class of people that are very much capitalist, but yet they want the power of the Communist Party, I guess. But anyway, I guess we won't solve this tonight. But I wanted to ask you there's a back to the subject you originally started with. There's a late night talk show guy who's, I think, is Irish. Do you know who I'm speaking of? He's on, I think, a late night program. I don't know if he's on.
Are you thinking of Conan O'Brien?
No.
On TBS, he's actually Irish?
No, this is, he's Irish or Scottish.
Craig Kilborn. Maybe Craig Kilborn.
Yes, that is. He seems to be a guy that would fit into one of these categories of taking over for one of these guys.
That is an excellent vote, and I neglected to mention him. I'm glad you brought that up, Dale, and I'm so glad you called in. Don't be a stranger. Please call me or Kate again soon. This is America Tonight, 855-266-5283.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment to moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. The name of the program is America Tonight. My name is Bob Long. Great bumper return there with Stevie Wonder. I started my radio career in music, and I'm a big music guy, so I'm sure before the night is out here, we're going to talk some music stuff. But right now, I'm just polling you a little bit on the late-night TV shows, your favorite late-night television host. And I neglected until Dale from Illinois called in to mention Craig Ferguson. So let me roll them down here. I wrote them down so I won't forget anybody. Right now, these are the ones that are on network television and a couple of TBS hosts here, too. There's another guy, an Australian guy. I can't think of the guy's name. He's on, like, the TV Guide channel. I see his promos all the time. I've never seen his show. But who's your favorite of the current crop of late-night television talk show hosts? Craig Ferguson, David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, George Lopez, Conan O'Brien. Who's your favorite all-time late-night talk show host? Would it be Johnny Carson? That's probably the answer. Or is it somebody else? Are you old enough to remember Jack Parr? I've seen some videotape of Jack Parr. He's a guy that had The Tonight Show for a relatively short span of time, and yet he made a big impact on television. Steve Allen, of course, multi-talented guy, also was the Tonight Show host. When you go back in Tonight Show history, you've got to do a little search. I think I'm forgetting one person, but certainly Johnny Carson had it for so many decades, starting in the 60s right into the 90s. And I'd be very curious to get your personal vote. Our telephone is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. A little later on in this hour, I think we'll play an interview that I did a little while back with an author of a mystery novel from the Keys of Florida. My wife is a big fan of her work, and she couldn't come on late at night, so I pre-recorded that interview just a few days back, so we'll play that. And then we're going to continue to have fun here throughout the night. We've reached out to a couple of my friends via the phone, some of my celebrity friends, but unfortunately we haven't been able to get anybody on air yet, but we're going to continue to reach out to some of those folks. And if you're in the Minnesota area, we'll give a promotion for a concert that's going to be happening tonight, which is March 15th, at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul, Minnesota. And that's where Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band are going to be playing tonight. And I am friends with a number of members of the Seger organization, including the saxophonist Alto Reed. Alto Reed and myself are working on a little bit of a television project. Be interesting to see if it comes to fruition. Like everything else in life, it requires money. We need to have a sponsor in order to make this TV show. But if that money happens, some sponsor decides to sponsor this television idea, which is mine, you may well see on one of the automotive television channels an interesting show about both music and cars. And Alto and myself will be the two co-hosts. At least that's the way it's planned. But we just need a sponsor. So if you're a sponsor out there and like the idea of that particular pitch, without giving too much away, it's going to be a show about the synergy between music and automobiles. There's a huge synergy between music and automobiles. If you're going to be going to the Bob Seger concert tonight in St. Paul, Minnesota, Bob Seger is a gentleman with just a tremendous amount of lyrical references to both cars as well as highways and roads. Bruce Springsteen is another guy that's just got a tremendous amount of lyrics and songs revolving around cars. A good friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine actually just wrote a book about musicians and the car collections called Rockin' Garages, and some fascinating stories came out of that. And during my 10 years of doing sports radio, I had the opportunity to meet a lot of great athletes, but I can tell you it's been in the last 20 years where I've been focusing on the automotive realm, where I've got to meet a lot of famous musicians who love cars. And for me, being a great music fan, I just love that. Love have the opportunity to talk to those musicians. I love talking to comedians too, and that's what we're talking about here in this segment of the broadcast. We're talking about late night television hosts. Did you grow up with Johnny Carson? I know in my house, you know, my mom and dad used to look at Johnny Carson, and it was, you know, a big treat for me to stay up late and see the intro, the monologue that Johnny would do every night with Ed McMahon, his sidekick, and they sell videotapes now. You see them on late night television from time to time. You hear the commercials for them on the radio as well. They sell these archive tapes of some of the great Johnny Carson moments, and there were many over the years. But certainly, I love David Letterman. I always have. Certainly, I love all of them, to be honest with you. But my favorite one, I would say, of the present crop would be David Letterman. But every single one is talented. Rumor has it that Jay Leno may retire. You know, he did this a few years back. Conan O'Brien took his slot, and then Conan O'Brien didn't work out, and NBC brought Jay back, and Conan O'Brien went off with a big settlement to TBS, and thereby hangs a tale. Now they're talking about Jay Leno may hang things up in 2014, and Jimmy Fallon, the young host who came out of Saturday Night Live and has done a good job with his show, replacing Conan O'Brien, may slip into Jay Leno's chair. And Howard Stern, the controversial shock jock, the king of all media, as he calls himself, and if he gets this gig, he certainly will be one step closer to actually saying that you could actually say he has been the king of all media, considering, you know, he did a movie, he's done terrestrial radio, he's done satellite radio, he's made a fortune, and he certainly has changed the way a lot of radio has been conducted over the last few decades. For the good or for the bad, that's up for you to decide. Our telephone number, toll-free, once again, from anywhere is 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Did you see the last show with Johnny Carson? I definitely did. It was 1992. Did you see the last show, Tonight Show, with Conan O'Brien? I saw that one. And that was an interesting mix because a friend of mine, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, actually played a song on that last episode of The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. It was an all-star band featuring the lead vocals of comedian Will Ferrell, doing the Lynyrd Skynyrd song called Freebird, and it was actually Will Ferrell's wife was in that bit, but Billy Gibbons, my good friend from ZZ Top, lead singer and chief songwriter and producer of all the ZZ Top records. He's actually reuniting. I'll give a little plug for Billy. He's reuniting with a band that he was in back in Texas in his teenage years. They were called the Moving Sidewalks. He was 17 years old, and they're going to be playing just two gigs. They're going to be playing in New York City on Easter Sunday, which I think is kind of an unusual day to pick. And they're going to be playing down in Austin, Texas, shortly thereafter. And I believe that the Moving Sidewalks, their music has been remastered and it's going to be released, so you'll hear an early Billy F. Gibbons without the beard. He looks quite a bit different without the beard. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We are polling you about your favorite late night talk show host. Who is it? Is it David Letterman? Is it Jay Leno? Is it Jimmy Kimmel? Is it Craig Ferguson? Is it Jimmy Fallon? Is it George Lopez? Is it Conan O'Brien? Or is it somebody else that I've left off the list? I'm trying to think of the Australian guy that I know is on, I believe, the TV Guide radio network. Maybe you can help me out. Straight ahead, we're going to see if we can dig up that interview that I did with the mystery author. And then more of America Tonight is coming your way. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for being here.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me as I fill in for Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. We've got a real treat in store for you right now because we have noted mystery writer Lucy Burdett joining us live here on the phone to tell us all about her latest book, which is called Top Chef, and we'll also find out a little bit about Lucy's background. Lucy, welcome to America Tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's begin by talking a little bit about your background. I understand that before becoming a writer, you worked as a clinical psychologist in private practice. Tell us a little bit about those years and how that kind of segued into a writing career.
Okay, sure. I spent about 15 years in my own practice up in New Haven, Connecticut, and worked a lot with helping people figure out how to make their lives a little happier. And at the same time, I've always read mysteries, but I was starting to get a little bit interested in trying to write one. So in, say, 1998, I started my first mystery, and it was about a lady, a neurotic lady golfer. And they say, write what you know. So I was starting out with what I did know. And that the first book was published in 2002, and it was called Six Strokes Under, about a lady golfer who was trying to make it on the professional golf tour. And as the writing and publishing end of things took up more time, then I gradually phased out the practice. The great thing is that I can use everything that I learned about psychology making up these characters in the books.
That sounds like an absolutely perfect introduction to writing with the background that you bring to it. I've heard that you've called writing mysteries a midlife crisis. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, I didn't have one come out, and I think this is not too unusual. A lot of people, it takes them a while to realize that they want to write and then learn to write. But I was 50 before my first book was published, and so that's pretty much thick in the middle of midlife. I was not one of these people who had always thought that they wanted to be a writer. It just, I'm a slow learner.
Let's talk a little bit about your writing routine. Lots of authors have very strict routines, and lots of authors that I've interviewed over the years, you know, tend to be like baseball players too. They have some quirks about the different ways that they approach their profession. How about you and your writing routine? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. The good thing is that a deadline always gets me going. And I'm at this point, I'm writing the Key West Food Critic Mysteries about one every 9 or 10 months. So that's pretty fast for me. And so what I do is take the number of words that the manuscript will be, divide it up according to how many days I have before it has to be turned in, and that's the number of words I have to write in a day. And I am really much more lively in the morning. So I start in the morning, write till I have the words done. And sometimes, if you're a writer, you'll know this feeling. Sometimes you can whip through that in an hour, and sometimes it could take you all day long.
It is so true. Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the new book, which is called, once again, Topped Chef. And this is set down in Key West, in your neck of the woods. Setting seems to be a very important of the mystery series and this book. Why Key West?
Well, my husband and I were lucky enough to come down here on vacation about 6 years ago, and we absolutely fell in love with it. It's such a beautiful little island, and it has a really lively arts and music community, and it has all kinds of people. I mean, very wealthy to a big homeless population and everything in between. So on every street, there is a character. There are so many things going on that you want to put in the book that really it's a matter of too much material. Like the other day, we saw on Facebook that Kenny Chesney would be giving a free concert down at a local bar called the Hog's Breast Saloon. So we trotted down there, and so that'll probably make it into the book. But it's just a really neat place to live and to visit.
Yeah, I've never had the pleasure of going to the Keys of Florida, but I have a good friend who has a home down there and speaks extremely high of the area. I used to be on a radio station for many, many years in Marathon, Florida, so I used to get a lot of calls out of that neck of the woods.
But I think your friend is due for a visit.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit about some of those special parts about the island. I can just tell by the way you described it, it's a very special place. Tell us about some of those special qualities that Key West brings to your
work. Okay, one of the things that I really love, which is good because it works right into my mystery series, is the food is great. There are some terrific restaurants. There always is a new one when we get down here. We're always checking out what's new and what's left. And so my mystery series features a food critic as the main character. So that means I have to try out all the restaurants, which is too bad, but that's research. So that's a part of it that I really love. There is it's not known for beaches. It's not like Hawaii because it's on a coral rock. But right. There is a beautiful beach called Fort Zachary Taylor State Park. And So if you want to just chill out, that's a nice place, to go.
Yeah, it sounds like a beautiful place to go. If folks log on to your website, which is very simple, it's your name, lucyburdette.com, LucyBurdette.com. They can actually get a sneak peek into chapter one of the book, Topped Chef. And I noticed that this lead character in the book is a newcomer to the island. How does this main character see Key West?
Well, she came down. This is the third book in the series, Top Chef. The first one was An Appetite for Murder, and after that came Death in Four Courses. So she originally came down to Key West because she fell in love with a guy, and he impulsively asked her to come down and live with him. And as often happens in real life, it didn't last very long. But by then, she has absolutely fallen for the place, and she is lucky enough to have a friend who lives on a houseboat. So she moves in with her. So that's how things get started. And she's from New Jersey, where I think they're having a snowstorm there today. So she's comparing winter in the northeastern states to the paradise of Key West, and really there's no comparison.
So the Key West that you portray in this book and other books is pretty close to reality, is what we read in the books, what we would see if we went down to Key West?
Yes, it's a funny combination because all the restaurants are real. They're places where I've eaten and food that I've enjoyed. Unless she has to give a bad review, then I make that restaurant up. Or if somebody was to be poisoned in the restaurant, I would make that one up too, just because I don't want to be sued. But as you go through the island and you see the island through her eyes, the setting is real. Every night on Mallory Square, there's a celebration of the sun, and there are street performers and vendors, and that's where a lot of especially the tourists gather. It's mobbed. And one of the people who's there is a tarot card reader. So I took him as one of my characters. Of course, it's not really him, but I took him to lunch to kind of find out how he thinks and what he does. The homeless people that you see are, you know, based on people that I've seen. So, of course, the story is not real. There wasn't really this cooking contest where somebody is murdered, but that's where we get into fiction.
It sounds like Key West, with all these very quirky sidekicks, like you say, like the tarot card reader and the homeless population, gives you lots of great creative ideas for integrating some of these folks into your books.
Yeah, I want to tell you a little story. Sometimes writers, well, these days, are offering in charity auctions that if somebody bids the highest bid, they get to name a character in the book. And so a friend of mine had asked if I would donate a character to the Waterfront Theater, which is one of the theaters down here. And I said, sure. And then somebody that I know bid on the character, only he didn't realize you don't get to make up the whole character. You just give me the name. But he wanted the whole thing. So what he chose was one of the drag queens on Duval Street, who is a real person, a real performer. So he's become one of the characters in the book. And then I decided this fellow who had me write about the drag queen, I might as well put him in too. So that's kind of how it works. Well, you know, if it's a drag queen, then we've got to have a scene on Duval Street. And it just evolves as I'm walking around noticing things.
That's great. Let's take a time out. When we come back on the other side, more about author Lucy Burdett and her latest work, which is called Top Chef. I'm Bob Long, filling in for Kate Delaney. You're listening to America Tonight.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Program is America Tonight. My name is Bob Long, filling in for your regular host, who is taking a very deserved night off, Kate Delaney, and it's my pleasure to be sitting behind the microphone and talking with you folks all across North America and everybody up in my neck of the woods. I'm broadcasting from suburban Boston, and I have a lot of relatives down in Connecticut, and we're on a great radio station in Bridgeport, Connecticut, AM 600 WICC. So we want to say hello to all those folks. Our very special guest is mystery author Lucy Burdett. She's got a brand new book out there. It's part of a series. It's called Topped Chef. And ironically enough, Lucy has spent some time in Connecticut, is a native to that neck of the woods. So you may very well have some friends and families and possible colleagues from your past listening to us here at this late hour.
If they're night owls. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that I've noticed in the book and in reading some reviews of some of your prior works. Several reviewers have commented that the character of the food critic, Haley Snow's mother, Janet, talk a little bit about the mother-daughter relationship in this particular book and in the previous books, and will we see Janet Snow in future books?
Okay, that's a good question. In the first book, we didn't see much of Haley's mother except her being worried about her on the phone because she didn't think this was a great idea to run off with a man she hardly knew. And then I won't give too much away by saying Haley becomes a suspect in a murder. So obviously the parents are worried. But in the second book, which is called Death in Four Courses, there is a food writing seminar which has a lot of famous food writers in Key West for the weekend. And since Haley's mom is such a big cook and foodie, she invites her down. And then when she gets here, she begins to realize that this is putting a lot of extra pressure on her. But the thing that's fun about writing about their relationship is that it's evolving. She starts out as a 20-year-old who's just trying to get away from her mother. And by the end of the book, the mother becomes more of a real person to her, not just a mom. So a lot of people wrote me about how much they liked that mother. Unfortunately, the mother lives in New Jersey, so there was no way to make her a regular character except I use Skype. So they Skype her in every once in a while.
Very clever.
You got to go with the times.
That's right, technology. Let's talk a little bit more about Haley, the main character, food critic, and of course food plays a major role in Haley's life. Where did her love for food and eating come from, and what would you say is her relationship to food?
Well, as I mentioned, her mother was a great cook. Her mother really felt like the way people connect is through food and through eating together. So Haley brings that with her, and when she is trying to solve a mystery or figure something out, she will often invite friends to the houseboat and cook for them so that she can get them talking and also be feeding them in lots of different ways. So it's a lot of fun. There are recipes in the back of the book, the things that she makes during the course of the story. So I don't stop the story and suddenly give you the recipe for key lime cupcakes, but it may come out at the end. And I love writing about food, and I love to eat, so it's perfect for me, too.
It's a win-win across the board. Let's talk about a little bit about being an amateur sleuth. Define the reason that an amateur sleuth gets involved with solving a mystery. That's always challenging. Talk about Haley's stake in solving this murder and what will be the challenges of having her investigate future crimes in this series.
Yeah. Well, you're probably familiar with the TV show Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, everybody knows that show. And she has no business investigating crimes, except she's just nosy. And then she becomes good at asking the right questions and helping the police. So that's kind of the model for the amateur sleuth. It's how to have this character realistically try to solve crimes. One of the main ways that I do it is by either, in the first book, she was a suspect. The police didn't believe that she was not guilty, so she really needed to do some work to try to clear her name. And then in the second book, it's someone that she's very close to who's accused of murder. Mm-hmm. So that's a way to make the stakes high enough that it makes sense for her to be involved. Of course, you have to keep, you have to suspend your disbelief because it is a cozy murder mystery and it's fiction.
Let's talk a little bit about the world today. As you mentioned, you know, technology and using Skype in the book. How do you promote your works these days? What kinds of promotional means seems to work best? Do you use social media or things like blogs? Or
yes, and I use all of those. And the thing I have to be careful about is not spending so much time on Facebook and Twitter that I don't get my words written. But I have a Twitter account, which is Lucy Burdett, and then I have a Facebook account. And so I try to post interesting pictures or things about the story that I'm writing. I belong to two group blogs. One of them is called MysteryLoversKitchen.com, and mm-hmm. that is a group of seven or eight cozy mystery writers who write about food. So there's a new recipe every day. So for your foodies, that would be fun to visit. The other one is called Jungle Red Writers, and that's eight crime writers who talk about, all kinds of things. We have visiting writers. We have just chats about current events. There's some terrific writers in that group, so I spend a lot of time hanging out with them, too.
That sounds great. Lucy, yeah. define the term cozy mystery.
Okay. Cozy is named after the Agatha Christie's Tea Cozy.
Okay.
So it's following in her footsteps. A cozy means not having a lot of violence or sex or bad words on the page. So obviously there's violence because they're almost all involving a murder that needs to be solved. But mm-hmm. you won't be kept up at night because of the really scary, gory stuff.
Oh, very good. Let's talk a little bit about the world of publishing. Without question, it's changing. I worked for a major automotive magazine for 10 years and Motor Trend, and certainly during my tenure there, I saw just a tremendous amount of change. And being in the radio business all my life, this industry is changing tremendously, and covering automobiles on some of my other programs, I see all kinds of change there. Tell us a little bit about the publishing world, how it's changing, your thoughts, and how it's affecting you.
Right. The biggest change, well, and I'm sure you saw this too, is the e-book.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so people are not, there are a lot of people who still like to hold a real book in their hands, and I'm one of them. But a lot of other people are reading on their iPad or their Kindle or their Nook, and that changes the way that publishing works because it means they don't have to produce that product, they don't have to have the warehouse space. It also means that people who otherwise might not have been published can self-publish more easily, and it's got less of a stigma than it used to have. I think the problem with that is there's so much being put up on the internet right now that it's hard for people to sort through it.
That is absolutely true. Well, Lucy, unfortunately, we're a little short on time here. We'll definitely have to visit with you again, but the latest book is Topped Chef, and who's the publisher on that, Lucy?
The publisher is New American Library, Obsidian.
Excellent. And your website is simply?
www.lucyburdette.com.
Excellent. Thank you for your time here, Lucy.
And thank you so much for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour of America Tonight. I'm Bob Long for Kate Delaney.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.